This is AFN Pacific Radio Report. I'm Petty Officer Marcos Castaneda. Keeping our joint services mobilized requires teamwork and partnership. Army Sergeant Ryan Sharp gives us a better understanding of the soldiers in Korea who are keeping our troops moving and in the fight.
Putting fuel in the tank is the primary duty for a petroleum specialist. But for the soldiers of the 3-2 General Support Aviation Battalion, who are setting up a forward arming and refueling point, it goes a little further. Second Lieutenant Andrew Doris, the distribution platoon leader, tells us about the training.
What we've been doing for the past couple days is cross-training on one another's equipment and one another's airframes to ensure that we each know how to operate and provide fuel resupply at a forward location. It's been a beneficial experience for both sides to know exactly what goes into the other side's fuel resupply systems, and being able to reconcile those differences and kind of navigate those regulations in order to get the mission done.
Machines need fuel, just like humans need food and supplies. Marine Corporal Jack Noska reports on how service members aboard USS Bonhomme Richard replenish at sea. Combat Cargo Assistant Gunnery Sergeant Matthew Armour tells us how all the pieces come together.
RAS, or resupply at sea, is a very significant evolution. A RAS allows the Bonhomme Richard to sustain itself while at sea for long periods of time for continued operations.
So RAS is important because that's how we're able to sustain ourselves while we're out at sea. Without it, we'd run out of fuel, we'd run out of chow, we'd run out of supplies, we'd run out of parts to keep aircraft flying. Everything that we need, it's a super important evolution.
Reporting from the USS Bonhomme Richard, I'm Marine Corporal Jack Noska.
This has been your AFN Pacific Radio Report. Thanks for listening.